John Whitehead, author of A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State, notes the U.S. government has been breaking its promises to the American people for a long time now, even as service personnel pledge to uphold and defend the Constitution. Yet, if the government won't abide by its commitment to respect our constitutional rights to be free from government surveillance and censorship, if it completely tramples on our right to due process and fair hearings and routinely denies us protection from roadside strip searches and militarized police, why should anyone expect the government to treat our nation's veterans with respect and dignity? He asked. Former presidential candidate Ron Paul saw the scandal in even grander terms. We should remember that though the VA's alleged abuse and neglect of U.S. veterans is scandalous, the worst abuse comes from a president and a compliant Congress that send the U.S. military to cause harm and be harmed overseas in undeclared, unnecessary, and illegal interventions. In mid-2014, the uproar over the VA scandal prompted the resignation of Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki and an unusual bipartisan proposal from Congress. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders and Arizona Republican Senator John McCain suggested legislation to correct the VA problems. The bipartisan bill would provide for 26 new VA medical facilities in 18 states and would provide $500 million to hire more VA doctors and nurses. In a two-year trial project under this bill, veterans would be allowed to seek private medical help if they experienced long wait times or lived more than 40 miles from a VA facility. But the legislation did little to counteract many other issues with the program. Long waiting times and inferior medical treatment are not the only concerns. As far back as 2009, the FBI launched Operation Vigilant Eagle, a program warning of militia/sovereign citizen extremist groups, to include veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. As a result of the operation, many vets have been targeted for surveillance, censored, threatened with incarceration or involuntary commitment, labeled as extremists and/or mentally ill, and stripped of their Second Amendment rights. There have been instances of veterans having weapons confiscated after answering yes on questionnaires asking if they own firearms. Government policy characterizes veterans as potential domestic terrorists because they might be disgruntled, disillusioned, or suffering from the psychological effects of war. This demonization of vets has resulted in inappropriate uses of force on the part of many police departments. One example is the case of Jose Guerena, a Marine who served two tours in Iraq. Guerena was killed in 2011 after an Arizona SWAT team kicked open the door of his home during a mistaken drug raid and opened fire. Guerena had no prior criminal record, and the police subsequently found nothing illegal in his home. In 2014, John Edward Chesney, a 62-year-old Vietnam veteran, was also killed by a SWAT team, which responded to a call that the Army veteran was standing in his apartment window waving what looked like a semi-automatic rifle.